It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Rick, what is it about Decembers in Lansing?
We're mad. Real mad.
I know, someone always winds up upset. Last year, it was Right to Work.
This year, the controversy centering around a petition initiative. Veto-proof law that will require people to buy separate insurance for abortion coverage.
Put before the legislature by the very, very, very influential anti-abortion group Right to Life.
And as we've noted before, Right to Life is virtually unrivaled in its ability to organize a petition campaign and to squeeze votes out of the legislature, especially.
Especially.
Especially when Republicans are in charge.
So, that's it. All done. Law is passed.
But wait.
El Orance, truly for some men, nothing is written unless they write it.
Because what is begat by a petition drive can be challenged by a petition drive. Michigan's anti-abortion movement thinks it can take down this new law with a referendum. Meetings have started to try to organize a ballot drive.
They'll have to start soon. The legislature officially ended its session today at noon.
And that gives them 90 days to get 161,305 signatures of registered voters to suspend the law and put the question on the November ballot.
So 161,305 divide by 90, that is 1,792 signatures every day.
Every day. And they can't even start quite yet because they haven't submitted petition language to a state elections board. They'll really have to gather something close to 2,000 signatures every day once they get rolling.
If they get rolling. But groups are starting to meet, hoping to put together a coalition, money, both state and nationally.
They're also hoping for aid and comfort from other groups, not just out of the pro-choice movement, to try and smack down this legislature.
Exactly. Let's bring in Shelley Weisberg of the ACLU of Michigan.
This is not about, you know, the constant war on women. It's not about pro-life versus pro-choice. It's even not about partisanship. This is the, you know, medical community, it's legal community, it's workers, it's nurses, it's retirees who are just really sick of the constant overreach of this legislature into our personal and private lives. So we've got a lot of momentum to move forward and send a message that we want them to stop doing this kind of stuff.
Attempting to create an enemy of my enemy is my friend coalition.
So the question is, if the group actually succeeds, what next?
Well, we saw something like this in 1987 when Right to Life succeeded in initiating the ban on abortions funded by Medicaid.
Planned Parenthood launched a referendum drive on that law, got it on the 88 ballot, but lost 57-43%.
But that was in the presidential year that swept Ronald Reagan into a second term.
Sure, it was big Republican turnout.
But now the ACLU says its polling shows this new abortion insurance law is not popular.
The drive to overturn the law calls this overreach, meddling in private insurance, no exceptions for rape or incest for women who don't buy abortion coverage.
But on the other side, the campaign to uphold the law, if it comes to that, its messaging will focus on a single word, well, sort of a word, Obamacare. Ratepayers shouldn't subsidize abortions under the federal health care law. Actually make this a referendum, but on the Affordable Care Act.
And there are the cold, stark, partisan calculations. How would, for example, this question on the ballot affect turnout? There are races for governor, U.S. Senate, Congress, the entire legislature. Who does this draw out who might otherwise stay home, especially in a non-presidential year?
Turnout and money for both sides, but this is a bigger consideration for Democrats. Is money spent on this ballot drive money that might otherwise be spent winning those aforementioned races? How does everything fit into the equation?
It's political math.
It's political math.
Because we use addition, subtraction, multiplying, and dividing. When you do the one step, you will do the opposite. Adding, subtracting.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
Everybody get to the board. Get your markers out.